Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, April the 8th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 19 and a quarter cents at 579 and three quarters, May wheat up 12 and a half cents at 628 and three quarters, and May beans up 6 and a half cents at 1415 and a quarter. The meal was down 230. The oil was up 53 ticks. Corn continues to move higher. Funds, big buyers, about 25,000 contracts. I've got them long, roughly 410,000 contracts in here. Awful big position. If they're right, they'll add to it tomorrow. If they're wrong, I don't know how you get out of 410,000 contracts of corn, but that'll be their problem if it's a bearish report. Obviously, the trade is looking that we're going to have to move higher to ration demand. We've got resistance in the May corn tomorrow at 590 and then again at $6 on the report. Could we blow right through that? We could. I would think there'd be some pretty good farmer selling up there, but could it be a case of knee-jerk higher and close lower? I wouldn't rule that out tomorrow. I really wouldn't. It'll have to be something major league bullish like 1.2. in order for it to close, you know, 20 to 30 higher out here. The wheat was up 12 cents on rumors that the Chinese are looking to buy some wheat out here. It's very competitive in their against their corn market. So certainly maybe they're going to be the buyers in here. I haven't seen any evidence of it. It seems like these rumors get floated that they're buying beans or they're buying wheat, and it doesn't come to fruition. So is it the Chinese just manipulating the market? It's hard to know. But at any rate, the dollar was down. That helped. Dollar was down 40 ticks. So that certainly supported the wheat market out here. Though we're not seeing, you know, any real export business. The export sales this morning were good on the wheat for new crop. But, you know, you look at what the Russians keep selling wheat, the Ukrainians keep selling wheat. It's going to be pretty hard to break into those markets. Beans just a little bit higher here today. You know, we're looking for a decrease in the carryout by just a million bushels. The range is anywhere from 105 to 135. Are they going to take it down to under 110? I would find that hard to believe, but, you know, who knows? They're anticipating an increase in the Brazilian soybean crop by 400,000 metric tons to 134.4. And I think the number is going to be higher. The most recent guesses are 137. And that takes a little bit of the strain off this bean market. If it is higher, ultimately, you know, we're back to, you know, 86 or 87 million metric tons around the world. And it's not that terrible. So, you know, are we going to be able to sustain these prices? Obviously, if there's a surprise in the report tomorrow with things this tight, people will be thinking you've got to be prepared for some kind of drought market. We'll see if that happens. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.